Now, I want to draw your attention this evening to Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, and verse 24. Here we read these words: "Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able." Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. With the word of God open before us, let's just bow in a wee word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee tonight for keeping your hand upon us today, keeping your hand upon our loved ones. Oh God, we thank thee and we praise thee for your mercies to us. And Lord, we return thanks to thee for all your goodness. And we just pray tonight, Lord, as we turn now to the word of God, that you would come and give us a word in season. We pray, Lord, for those in the meeting who are still strangers to grace and to God. Oh God, we pray that you will speak to their hearts tonight. Show them, oh God, the brevity of life. Life at best is very brief, like the falling of a leaf. Oh God, show them tonight that eternity is forever and forever. And oh God, even if they were to live to 80, 90, 100 years of age upon this scene of time, what is it compared to all eternity? And oh God, what a sad eternity it will be without Christ, without hope and without God. Cast away from the presence of God forever. Oh God, I pray this night that you would so speak to men and women that even this evening that they will come and put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee that there's a Savior from all sin. If they'd only let him in to their heart, he there would reign while they trust him. Oh God, we praise thee that he's only a prayer away. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We thank thee for the hope of the gospel. And we pray tonight that as the word of God goes forth, Lord, that it might go forth not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. When this world has passed away and the judgment day has ended, there will be many in hell who thought that they would have been in heaven. Among that number will be many of the Jews who lived at the time of Christ's earthly ministry. The Lord Jesus Christ said to them in verse 26 and 27 of this portion of Scripture which we have read, "Then shall ye begin to say, We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity." These Jews here believed that because of their close association with Christ during his earthly ministry, that in itself would grant them a place in heaven. However, the Lord Jesus is emphasizing to them here that this would not be the case. Just because he had eaten and drunk with them, just because he had walked along their streets, was no guarantee that they would get into heaven. In fact, Christ goes a step further and tells them plainly that they would not enter heaven unless they entered in at the strait gate. Indeed, that's the whole thrust of Christ's message here to the Jews. Men and women, can I say something very solemn to you this evening? You will not enter heaven just because you have gospel privileges. There are many in Ulster today, and they come to church every week, and they sit under the sound of the gospel on a regular basis, and they believe that because they identify themselves with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that somehow, because of that, God will permit them entrance into the kingdom of God. And maybe there's someone here this evening, sitting in Bethany Free Presbyterian Church, and you've sat under the sound of the gospel for many years, even in this church, and you're here tonight again. And deep down in your heart, you believe that you'll not miss heaven. Deep down in your heart, you believe because of your association with the gospel, that in itself surely must merit you a place in heaven. But my friend, that's a foolish notion. Only those who strive to enter in at the straight gate will gain admittance into heaven. Therefore, the question tonight is simple. Have you entered in at the straight gate? Are you saved? Are you born again of the Spirit of God? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior? Because you will not get into heaven simply because you were a Free Presbyterian. You will not get into heaven simply because you believed the Bible mentally in your head. You will not get into heaven just because you had a close association with the gospel and the people of God. Because here we have Christ Himself, the Lord Jesus, and He's speaking to the Jewish people. And although He had walked in their streets, and although He had had and drunk with them, and although He had identified with them in so many ways, still the Savior here emphasizes the importance of being saved by the grace of God and of entering into the kingdom of God. Very simply tonight, at the close of this gospel meeting, I want to draw your attention to this command of Christ in Luke 13, verse 24. And there's a number of things I want you to notice. And if you're not saved tonight, I want you to listen very carefully to this subject this evening and to what the Lord Jesus Christ is teaching here. I want you to listen very carefully because I believe that there's a very clear yet simple message for your heart this evening. And my prayer is for those here who are still outside of Christ. Maybe you've come to Bethany for years. Maybe you've sat under the sound of the gospel all the days of your life. My prayer for you tonight is that you will come and find eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. That you will strive to enter in at the straight gate. The first thing I want you to notice is very simple. I want you to notice that this is a command of Christ here. Take a look at what it says in verse 23. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And Jesus said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate. These words that we are considering tonight are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God. They are not the words of a mere preacher or minister or pastor. They are the words of the Christ of God. It was the Lord Jesus Christ who said, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Here we have a command from the divine lips of a divine Savior. Indeed, the one who said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away, commands the sinner, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Therefore, because these words are the words of Christ, and because this is a command from Christ, you and I need to pay particular attention to what is being said. Here we have a message straight from the mouth of the Son of God. It is a clear message. It is a personal message. It is a message for you and for me. And it is a message that we cannot afford to ignore. And especially if you're found in this gospel meeting tonight and you're not saved, you're not born again of the Spirit of God, here is a message that you cannot afford to ignore, because it's coming right from the throne of God itself. It's coming from the lips of the Lord Jesus. You see, whatever Christ spoke, He spoke forth the Word of God. The Bible says, and it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at His doctrine, for He taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. The Lord Jesus Christ was and is the Son of God. And when He walked upon the scene of time, He spoke the Word of God. He spoke the truth of God. Every word that came out of His mouth was infallible and inspired and inerrant. And my friend, when we come to consider this text tonight, when we come to consider this command this evening, you must understand one thing, that it's not the command of the preacher, it's not the command of this church, it is the command of Christ. And here we have the Son of God, a message to your heart, a clear command to your soul, and it's simple, strive to enter in at the straight gate. But notice something else about the command. And I want you to listen very carefully here. I want you to notice that it is a command that expresses action on the part of the sinner. Take a look at verse 24. It says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. The word enter means to go into or to come into. It is a doing word. It expresses action. The word strive means to agonize or to contend. Again, it is a doing word. Again, it expresses action. My friend, listen to me. If you want to be saved, if you want to get into heaven, you must strive to enter in at the straight gate. You will not just drift into heaven. You know, many people believe that sooner or later they will drift into salvation. But my friend, you will not drift into salvation. You will not drift into heaven. Rather, you're more likely to drift into hell and drift into the lake of fire. How many there are in our churches? I'm sure that they're here in Bethany. I certainly know that I have them down in Bethel and in Enniskillen. And they come to church every week. And they're faithful. Their pew is always filled on a Sunday morning or a Sunday evening. They're not saved. But they come and they sit and they listen to the gospel. And the only conclusion that I can come to is that deep down in their heart, they believe that sooner or later, they will drift into salvation. Sooner or later, they will drift into heaven. But my friend, that's not the case. That is not the case. You cannot go on thinking that by doing nothing, everything will be all right at the end of life's journey. It will not be all right. You must do something tonight if you're going to be saved. And what you must do is this. You must strive to enter in at the straight gate. You must come to Christ. You must accept Him as your Savior. You must repent of your sin. You must agonize over your sin, and you must come into a right relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, there is something that you have to do. Now, I know when we consider the gospel, consider the work of redemption, the work is complete. The Lord Jesus Christ finished the work on Calvary, and He shed His precious blood. And thank God, salvation is free to the whosoever will. And in that respect, there's nothing that you can do for salvation because the work is done and the work is complete. But my friend, listen to me. If you sit in your seat and continue to ignore your soul's salvation, if you continue to go out of meetings the same way as you come into meetings, then there's one thing for certain. You will end up in hell for all eternity, and you will be lost forever and forever and forever. Here Christ is commanding you to do something. And if you're going to be saved tonight, you need to do it. There's something you have to do tonight. You have to repent of your sin. You have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to come to Him. You have to recognize that you're the sinner. You've got to get down on your knees, confessing to Him that you have broken His law and trampled under His commandments. You have to realize tonight that if you're ever going to be born again of the Spirit of God, then you must enter in. You must come. You must strive. You must contend. You must agonize over your sin. And you must cast yourself upon Him. Have you ever done that? I want you to turn to just two portions of Scripture. There are many portions of Scripture that we could turn to. But I want you to turn, first of all, to Mark's Gospel, chapter 1. Again, this command here that we have in Mark chapter 1 expresses action on the part of the sinner. Take a look there at verse 15 of Mark 1 and you read these words. And again, the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who's doing the preaching. Here, the Savior, again, is the one who's speaking. And listen what the Savior says in verse 15. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel. There we have a doing word. There we have a phrase that expresses action on the part of the sinner. My friend, I can remember the day when I was saved as if it was just yesterday. And many of you here can remember it as well. In the old Brownstown Road, many, many years ago, over 30 years now, in that mission, in the Brownstown Road in the tent, that night I was saved. The work was done. Christ finished the work. There's nothing that I could do as far as merit salvation. But if I was going to be saved that night, I had to walk out of the tent differently than I walked into the tent. And if that was going to take place, then I had to get up off my seat. I had to indicate that I wanted to be saved. I had to get down on the pew, and I can remember falling down in the pew and crying unto God in repentance and faith and crying unto Christ to save me. And my friend, that's what you have to do tonight. If you've come into this meeting unsaved and on your way to a Christless eternity, you're not going to just drift into salvation. You're not just going to drift into heaven. You've got to strive to enter in at the straight gate. Now turn over to another portion of Scripture in Acts chapter 17 for a moment. Do you see this again? Here we have Paul preaching on Mars Hill, and he preaches a powerful sermon. But look what happens after the sermon is preached. And you know, friend, the truth is this, after this sermon is preached tonight, we'll have the same reaction. Take a look at verse 30. And you read these words. Here's Paul preaching, in the times of this ignorance, God winked at. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man which he hath ordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he has raised them from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. In other words, they would not believe that the Lord Jesus Christ had risen again. They would not accept the gospel. And there are many in our land today, and that's their response to the gospel as it goes forth. And even in McGuire's Bridge, there have been many who have received invitations and vehemently said that they would be nowhere near the tent and would not come under the sound of the gospel. And they have even gone as far as to say they did not need to be saved. And that's what these people are saying here. But look at verse 33. So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit, certain men clave unto him and believed. And my friend, that's what you have to do tonight. You've got to clave unto Christ. You've got to believe. You've got to strive to enter in at the straight gate. Oh, I wonder this evening, as this meeting will soon close, I wonder, is there someone here tonight, young person, older person, man or woman, and you want to be saved? All your life you've been sitting under the sound of the gospel, but you've never done anything about it. You've never repented of your sin. You've never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. You've never come to Christ and sought Him as your own and personal Redeemer. I wonder tonight, will you strive to enter in at the straight gate? But take a look at chapter 13 of Luke's Gospel again. And notice something else here. Notice that it is a command that comes with urgency. Look what it says in verse 24. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. Now underline these words. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. You know, the Bible says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The man's opportunity to be saved is limited. In other words, the opportunity will not always be there for you to get saved. Therefore, getting saved, coming to Christ, striving to enter in at the straight gate, is a very, very urgent matter. The Bible says, today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Men and women, you can leave it too late to enter in at the straight gate. You can leave it too late. That's why the Bible exhorts you to come to Christ now, to wait no longer. The Lord is speaking and striving to you, with you tonight, and I believe He is, because He has brought you here into this gospel meeting tonight under the sound of the gospel. My friend, now is the time. This is the moment. You've got to seize your opportunity, because the opportunity will not always be there. You remember the story of the five foolish virgins that we read about in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25. My, if there's an illustration that emphasizes the importance of coming to Christ now, then it is this illustration that we have here. Listen to these words. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. They wanted to enter into the marriage feast, but they were denied. Why? Because they left it too late. They left it too late. Oh, my friend, are you going to leave it too late? Look what it says in Luke 13, verse 25 there. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know ye not whence ye are. You need to strive to enter in at the straight gate now. You need to come to Christ now. You need to get right with God now. You need to seek the Lord now. For the day will come when the opportunity will be gone. Oh, what a solemn thought that is. What a solemn thought that is this evening. You see, there comes a time we know not when, a place we know not where, that seals the destiny of men for glory or despair. There is a line unseen of men that crosses every path, the hidden boundary between God's mercy and God's wrath. God in His mercy has brought you here tonight again to hear the gospel. This is not the first time you've heard the gospel. Indeed, you've heard the gospel many times. You've sat under the sound of God's word on many occasions. But God in His mercy and grace has brought you here tonight again to hear the message of saving grace. And the invitation is going out. Indeed, the command of Christ is going out. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. But the Lord Jesus gives a warning here. And it's a warning to your soul, friend, if you're going to go out of this meeting neglecting your soul's salvation again. And the warning is clear. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. In other words, they will leave it too late and they will miss their opportunity. I would say it to you tonight, don't you miss your opportunity. Don't leave it too late. But come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in His Word, He shows us the way. Thank God, the Lord Jesus Christ is here tonight, striving with you and speaking to you. But my friend, you've got to strive. You've got to strive to enter in at the straight gate. Young person, have you entered in through the straight gate yet? In other words, are you saved? Are you born again of the Spirit of God? Older person, have you entered in at the straight gate? Is Jesus Christ your Savior? Are you sure that you're on your way to heaven? You know, that's the wonderful blessing of being saved. Because once a man, a woman is saved, they receive assurance of salvation. And the reason why we receive assurance of salvation is because the Lord in His Word gives us the promise. I know I'm going to heaven tonight because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has said in His Word. I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of mine hand. What a wonderful promise that is. And I claim that promise because that's the promise to me. And thank God it's a promise to every other child of God in this house tonight. What confidence God's people had in the Bible when it came to them facing death, it was the psalmist who said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Paul said that he had a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which was far better. Paul said, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the righteous judge shall give me on that day." What confidence! What did John say? John said, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life." What did Peter say? Peter said that he was born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. And all those in this house tonight who have entered in at the straight gate have this confidence and have this assurance and can claim these promises. My friend, have you entered in yet? Do you know anything about assurance of heaven? Do you know if you died right now in the pew you're sitting in that it would be absent from the body and present with the Lord? See if man knows that. See if woman knows that. Something else I want you to notice here. Take a look at verse 24 again. You'll notice that it is a command in relation to man's destiny. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. You know, this text is speaking about two destinies. The destiny of heaven and the destiny of hell. For the man who enters in at the straight gate, this man will receive heaven at the end of life's journey. But the man who fails to enter in at the straight gate, this man will end up in a lost eternity. Now, just keep your hand in Luke chapter 13 and turn over to Matthew's Gospel chapter 7. And you'll see the command again, but you'll get a wee bit more information here about the two destinies. Matthew chapter 7, and look with me at verse 13. "Enter ye in at the straight gate." There's the command again. And again the Savior is speaking. But let's read on. "For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." What was the question the disciples asked Christ in Luke 13? "Lord, are there few that be saved?" Well, here's the answer. Few there be that find it. The truth is that the broad road which leads to hell, there are many on that road. But the narrow road that's leading to heaven and to home, few there be that find it. And the sad reality is that on the day of judgment, there are going to be many standing before that judgment seat of Christ who will have sat in gospel meetings like this, sat in Bethany Free Presbyterian Church, sat in Enniskillen Free Presbyterian Church, sat in meeting houses right from the beginning of time and have heard the gospel, believing that sooner or later they would drift into salvation or drift into heaven, only to realize that they're now going to be banished into hell forever and forever and forever. Oh, my friend, this command has to do with destiny. Your destiny and my destiny. And I exhort you tonight, in the name of Christ, don't miss heaven. Don't miss heaven for the world. Don't miss heaven and end up in a lost eternity. Maybe there's someone here tonight and you're sitting under the sound of the gospel. You're saying to me, "Preacher, I would love to get saved, but..." Oh, listen, forget about that "but" tonight. Whatever that but is. Listen, 100 years from now, not one of us will be here. We'll all be in eternity. Each and every one of us will be in eternity. My friend, the buts that you put up in front of a cross to stop you from coming to Christ, they'll not be worth that. But my friends, what about them? But the pleasures of the world, what about them? But my wife, but my husband, but my children, what about them, friend? They'll be worth nothing. They'll have fallen into insignificance. but it'll be too late. Oh, here we have the Lord Jesus. And he's speaking to the Jewish people, but it's a message to you tonight. He says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Like the five virgins, the door will be shut and your opportunity will be gone. Like this world in the days of Noah, when God shut the door of the ark and it started to rain, and the people began to run to the ark, knocking on the ark, "Let us in, Noah, let us in." But it was too late. My friend, you've got to do something about your soul's salvation tonight. You've got to do something about your soul's salvation now. Will you come to Christ tonight? He loves you. He gave his life for you. He shed his blood for you. He's willing to save you because he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Will you come tonight?